Blog Talk Radio.
Moon is rising in the
This is Epiphany Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your co-host, La Perla Negra, and I am riding shotgun with the host of Iron Sharpens Iron. I am an anonymity. How you doing tonight? I got a little tongue tied just now. How you doing tonight?
Miss La Perla Negra, we are here again, and I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. While having the opportunity once again to engage with fellow poets and poetess and poet greatness, and it just seemed like it's been forever since I've been here. So I'm just blessed and happy to be here this evening. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Absolutely. I am blessed as well. You know, I stay lighthearted, so I'm happy to be here as well once again, riding shotgun with you. You know, I told you I'll do this with you anytime. I love being here. I love hosting, and you know, working alongside you is a blessing. It really is. But let me finish introducing the show here so people know what they're in for tonight.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, this is Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a place where you get a I'm messing up a little bit here. This is from a Royal Pants perspective. Y'all have to forgive me because I'm doing several shows during the week, so I get my introductions a little mixed up. And this is where motivation, inspiration, and accountability go hand in hand with the genius of our craft, our gift. And I'm getting mixed up here. I'm trying to remember. Okay, wait a minute. Tonight we're having open mic. Okay, so we're the topic is up for discussion. And this is the For Real Entertainment. Epiphany Radio. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I'm trying to be patient with me, y'all. It's Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Anonymity. You got yours on?
Always, always, always. I don't go home without it. Something that I take pride in, something that gives me energy, helps me. It works with the mood. It just puts me in a great place. I look down. I look at my Raw Links. I can feel the energy, knowing where it came from, the history behind Raw Links. It's sustaining. It's just, it's one of those things. You think about Raw Links, it carries you through a day, it carries you through hard times. It carries you through anything. It's power in it. For those who don't know, it definitely is. And you know, when I think about the history of Raw Links, the origins, what it means, the meaning behind it, I mean, you know, it makes you feel, I want to quote from the Bible, like more than a conqueror. That's what it does. It doesn't matter what rises up against you. There's power in it. And when you know the history behind it, oh, my goodness. So I definitely got my Raw Links rocking tonight. Definitely, Queen.
Absolutely, absolutely. I concur with everything you just said. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 to engage us and get on the mic. And before I continue, I want to give a big shout-out to a good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is the CEO of Raw Links as well. As my gracious host just explained to you, you get beautiful, great energy. You draw it from it, and it exudes great energy from precious metals to precious gems and also sacred wood. And you can acquire these pieces over at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will definitely hook you up. And you won't be dissatisfied. I promise you that. Now, what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do another selection for you to listen to, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Protected by her chastity, as she's been introduced to lust in the rawest form. The covers of her book have been removed, exposing the sanctity of her pages. Her seal has been broken through the promise of an everlasting relationship, manipulated through the art of penmanship. Engulfed by the finesse of wordplay, she's stimulated by verbal foreplay as she exposes her nakedness, allowing my pen to violate. I masturbate my tool upon her like a virgin defiled, for her purity has been demoralized by my touch. Sought through blasphemous intentions and filled by lustful thoughts, I desecrated her untouched beauty with the indulgence of my unique stroke. Stimulated by the sensation of ejaculating black ink all over her unblemished white sheets, I realized her page belonged to me, so I continued my release as she welcomed my erotic thoughts and passionate expression by giving birth to my signature. I am anonymity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Iron Sharpens Iron. I'm going to hand the mic over to my gracious host, Anonymity.
Well, 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 we are here once again. And while that selection was playing, appreciate the love there, I had to go open up the Crown Royal Lounge, get it started. We were a little late, had a couple people cleaning up in there, but it's ready to go. As always, you know, we got Vegas rules in the house. Actually, Vegas don't have anything on us. What we do grown, we do sexy, we do mature, and we definitely do it with accountability because we own our shit around here. So Crown Royal Lounge just open. We got a couple callers on the line already. I see y'all out there, and I know it's been, and man, it feels like it's been eons. We took the show off a couple of weeks back, had some personal things to handle, you know, work and all that, work calls, life calls. But, hey, we back here again, so that's a blessing in itself. So I'm excited to get this night started. And Ms. La Perla Negra, I know that it's been some dope shows that's been going on, you know, these past couple of weeks since the last time we conveyed together some topics, amazing topics, just energy across the board with Epiphany Radio. And as we come into this evening on the Iron Sharpens Iron show, I kind of had a thought. I was like, you know, with such talent, such powerful voices, such creative minds, you know, I kind of got a feeling of wondering. I wonder if our callers, if our listeners, if our, you know, co-writers and co-artists and, you know, if we're actually reaching what we intend to do with our words, with our poetry. You know, me personally, I spoke a couple weeks back about my time in the studio and writing songs and writing plays and the different things. And, you know, I remember talking to Brother O actually comes to mind a couple weeks back, and something that I spoke on with him. I don't know if he's calling in tonight, if he's called in. But something that it made me think, right, about his voice and the message that he has. And I asked the question if he's reaching who he intends to reach with his words and with his vision. As we have our listeners listening in to wonder, you know, what is your vision with your craft? You know, some people write to inspire others. Some people write to overcome obstacles that they may have. Some people write for self. Some people write for a stage. Some people write because they want to be creative. Some people write just to challenge themselves. So tonight, I was just curious, as we have different callers, different listeners to come in and share their art, I'm just curious about what their vision is with their art, what their vision is with their craft. And I mean, you know, as I think about it, there is no right or wrong answer. For some people, just to sit down and writing for them is nothing more than a mere escape or a mere form of release. That is powerful in itself. That matters because you matter. But then you got others that, you know, I think about the Epiphany family, for example, you know, we take time out of our daily, I mean, every day, right? 7 days a week, we have a show going on the Epiphany Radio, and we share and we express. So, you know, we do it from a perspective to reach others, to inspire others, to give a platform for like-minded individuals to come together and be able to share. And that's just as important as that person who's personalized sitting there, you know, penning art on paper, just to have an ability to escape. It's just the many different levels. And I've had the opportunity to embrace several different platforms, different stages across state lines. Started my journey in poetry back in North Carolina, have taken poetry over to the West Coast and shared up and down the East Coast, been to Pittsburgh to share, been to Detroit to share, just various places that I've gone. And yet, as I've reached all those places, and now here I am on Epiphany Radio, and my voice gets an opportunity to not only reach a national audience, but actually an international audience, as we know that our words and our voices are being translated in the language of the various countries that we have an opportunity to be heard in. And I just think about that, and it's like, wow, I don't think I've ever had a stage quite this big. So tonight, I'm just really, really, really just curious for, you know, our callers that call in just to kind of share a little bit about what their vision is with their art, why they do what they do, what their goals or dreams are. And again, there's no right or wrong answer. There's for that same person that will sit there and express, listen, I do this for me. Man, listen, if you not, you are that important. You are that important. So if you write it for you, because I know when I started writing, it was literally to keep myself from jumping off a cliff, you matter. But then we got those others out there that write to inspire others, challenge others. Think about, I think about a friend of mine, Mojave, man. We call him one of the hardest working man in poetry. What he does to bring people together, the amount of effort and work that he puts into this art, like, it has to be exhausting. I've heard that man almost to the point he had almost no voice, and yet poetry gives him life, just like this platform gives him the strength. For some of us, I think about football, I think about Joe Paterno, although I don't appreciate what happened up there in Penn State, but I think about when he was, you know, when Joe Paterno had to retire due to all the scandals that happened in Penn State. That man was dead less than a year later. It made me think what football, the game of football, did for him. And when it was taken away from him, it's like he lost his will. So like-minded individuals such as us who embrace this art in the manner that we do, it's a lifeline for many. It's definitely that. So Ms. La Perla Negra, as I speak with you, and, you know, as you mentioned coming in earlier on the show, there's so many different shows that you have impact on that you come and you step in and you have your own shows that you do, and then you're in on other shows. I mean, you like this thing. So to start with you, if you don't mind, just listeners, and maybe just share a little bit of why you do what you do, a little bit of what your vision is about what you do, and hopefully, which I didn't ask, hopefully you have a piece that you would like to share with us this evening, because it's been about a month since I had an opportunity to sit down on the Iron Sharpens Iron show and host with you as my co-host. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about what your vision is with this art, why you do what you do, why you're so dedicated, just give us a little bit of that. And if you have a piece for us tonight, I would love to hear that tonight.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. I do this for several different reasons, and I don't just like it. I love doing it. Poetry is one of my passions. I have several of them, but this one right here, I do it for pretty much all the reasons that you mentioned, inspiration for others, definitely inspiration, because I love to inspire people give them an understanding that regardless of what's going on in your life, whichever your situation is, life is still to be lived and it's still beautiful, okay? I do it because it's therapeutic for myself because of what I've experienced in life, and to let people know that they are not in their situation alone. Others are living the same story. Maybe not the same exact way, but they have similar things going on, such as themselves. So they're not alone. Don't ever feel like you are alone. You're not, because there's always somebody out there that's going through the same thing. Another thing is to just help me get a higher vibration. I want to stay at a high vibration because I like to have the good relationship that I have with spirit. I get a lot of my inspiration through my spiritual side because that's what keeps me at peace, keeps me grounded and sane. So this is not just for me. It's for the world to see, and I want people to hear me. I want their insight. I want their opinions. I'm always open to critique. I like it, and I come to expect it. And that's pretty much it. And I think poetry is the language for everybody because it comes from the heart, okay? And everybody has something to say, but I also do it because there are people that can't speak up. They can't tell their story. So I hope that when I pen what I pen from my heart, that is telling somebody's story that can't open their mouth and say it for whatever reason it is. And that's pretty much it. And yes, I do have a piece that I would like to read.
Well, I just got excited on that. So first, before you even go into your piece, I want to thank you for that reflection. For sharing that, because again, you know, your voice on Epiphany Radio is the station wouldn't be the same if I didn't have you to call in. It's one of those things we talk about, expectation, and your voice. I have an expectation when I tune into Epiphany Radio, regardless of what day of the week. I always wonder what it is that you have that evening. You know, and various shows throughout the week, there's different topics, and it's always, always, always a pleasure to behold as you always rise to the occasion. And just like all of us, right, life happens. I mean, we all have, you know, sometimes we got to step out this platform, take that S off our chest, because that's what we are, the superheroes, but take that S off our chest and deal with life, and yet. So dedicated to this art form. It's part of who you are. Like I said, you like this. So I just want to thank you for that perspective. And then I'm going to take a step back and tune in because I am excited, I am anxious, and I am eager for what you have for us tonight to get us started on Iron Sharpens Iron. I feel the energy starting to build. I love that because it's 10:30. We're 30 minutes into the show, and I can feel the vibe. The vibe is beginning. So, Ms. La Perla Negra, I want to thank you once again for being my co-host, for being here with us, and for giving us whatever you're about to give us, because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take off. So with that being said, the Mic Queen belongs to you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. This piece is called A Love of My Own. I wake with good intentions and cry to the heavens to still recognize me when I start to fall, because I believe in miracles. But only my true friends make me feel strong as steel, so they get to experience my kind of love, because they've seen my light fighting the shadows to find my smile and understand why I keep my heart protected far away from my sleeve. I'm spiritual because spirit showed me how to breathe underwater to keep from drowning. So I know fear is physical. That's why I keep trying. I have folded and unfolded, but with no one to touch, I keep falling down. And ghosts perform interpretive dance with silhouettes of my tears in a private space. I am in this world, not of it. So I give my all because I know love will never cease. One day, peace will come with the love I've longed for. But I am covered in skin so thick now, I don't even know if I remember how to let someone in anymore. And my heart is tied to healing people because it signed a soul contract for a life to be filled with loneliness. But it has conversations with poetry, so it isn't empty. It's filled with legendary tales about empty souls breaking it from being presented with the facade of love's appearance. Promises not only broken but discarded as if never made to me, and how to disrespect me was worn by them like a badge of honor. But I've always stood on my own because no one has ever fought on my side. I've never wanted to need someone. Just wanted for once to fall into the arms of one who holds all I've ever needed. I don't want to just fit wherever. I want a love of my own. And that's that piece.
First and foremost, very, very, very passionate piece. Very descriptive, very heartfelt. Very Miss La Perla Negra-like, what I come to look forward to, what I come to learn. And tonight you hit another plateau, if you will, for me. You know, I've learned to stop writing down lines because I miss so much when I attempt to do that. But I know at one part of your poem, you said something about being part of the world, but being in it, something of that. It was so many powerful lines in this piece, but ultimately to just sit back and to summarize the passion. And you did it different tonight for me. It wasn't about, you know, a lot of times when we spit, it's about the cadence of the poem and the emphasis. But you did something with the mere construction of your words that it touched my heart tonight. Like, not that it doesn't ever, but like I said, it raised a different level, a plateau. And, you know, it was just it's been a month since I've been here having a chance to really speak on every poem. And I don't even know. Sometimes it's like I put myself on mute when I turn the mic over. But if you could hear me in the background snapping and you know, just giving gestures because I'm moved by it. Man, a whole lot of that was going on with that piece for me tonight. So once again, the show has begun, and Miss La Perla Negra, as always, you rise to the occasion in such a way that, you know, at times I hear pieces from you and I was like, man, she didn't, you know, she didn't really hit her cylinder, if you will. And then you just raised the bar so much higher on yourself, and I love what you did with that piece. If I may ask, is that a new piece? I haven't heard that before.
Actually, yeah, it's a few days old. Yeah, I just wrote this last week sometime. So, yeah, it is. It's fairly new.
Man, it's the first time that I heard it, and I want to thank you for that. See, that's why I find time. I know earlier in the show, you know, I told you how tired I was, and I appreciate you stepping in and getting the intro started. I was getting myself together, and you asked me about an hour ago. You said, do you need to cancel the show tonight? This is why I push through. This is why I do what I do. This is why I come and I make it a point. Like, I'm crushed anytime that I can't make it to the show. I'm crushed anytime something tries to hold me back from that because of what it brings for me. And it's those pieces like that that makes it all the more merrier on why I come and I push through the way I do and where the energy comes from. I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, lady. I love you, Nadja, for your work. I love you for having my back the way you do. I'm going to give you your flowers at the beginning of the show because this show wouldn't be the same without you. This show wouldn't be the same without you. You know what I'm saying? And while I'm giving them flowers out like you did in the beginning, I do want to shout out for real. I do want to shout out our CEO. I do want to shout out Raw Links. I do want to shout out that. I want to give flowers at the beginning of the show. We don't got to wait to the end. We don't got to wait until, you know, to give it. Throw them on stage now because this is what this is. So I want to thank you for everything you just did for us. That was absolutely passionate and great, 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 pardon the way I say it, fucking right. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I am still learning how to take compliments. So thank you very much. It's a long backstory to that, but that's for another time. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for you being the kind of poet that you are and them having the desire to have you as a host and part of Epiphany. So I can't take too much credit. But thank you anyway. I'm humbled. I really am. I truly appreciate it. You know, I'm a fan of yours too. You know, I can't stand in the light too much because, you know, I thought you was a dynamic poet from the first time I heard you spit. And I've heard you spit a few times. I even met him in person, okay? And his energy is even better in person than what you hear on the radio, okay? And to see him perform, it's amazing because he is actually – I feel like you're an entertainer because you go into character when you spit. If you ever get a chance to, don't pass up the opportunity to see him perform because he's an awesome poet. Okay. But thank you very, very much.
No, I appreciate that. I definitely do. But, you know, I'm gonna do something different tonight because it's been a couple weeks since I had an opportunity to come here. And I'm going to be honest with you. I came here tonight because I want to be inspired. I came here tonight because I needed iron sharpens iron to uplift me, to help raise me. I needed it tonight to come through and be a spectator, to pay the cost of a mission to hear some dope art, not to be heard, but to listen. If something moves me in that way tonight, I will spit a piece. But right now, anonymity is here to be a spectator, to listen in, and to be inspired. So I'm going to do something a little different tonight. Tonight, I'm going to play co-host. And because I know who my co-host is tonight. So I'm going to play co-host because I want Miss La Perla Negra to step in here and let her greatness flourish throughout the night. And I'm going to listen and tune in to all my listeners that's called in here. I see them hands up, and I'm just excited about that because I've been waiting about a month for this one. So we're going to go on, and I got the Crown Royal Lounge open. It's definitely an open mic. All I want to know from my callers as we get you on there is I want you to start thinking right here, right now, about what is your vision for your art? Why do you do what you do? Who are you really trying to reach with it? How do you inspire, or how do you get inspired? Just share a little bit of that with us, as I know you're bringing through that great light, because I have yet to be part of the Iron Sharpens Iron show and have anything less than amazing. And tonight shall be no different. As you know, this is a vibe. So I'm co-hosting tonight on the Iron Sharpens Iron show with my host for the evening, Miss LaPearl and Megra. So with that being said, we're gonna open up the mic in about one minute, because I do want to give a little due diligence. Your due diligence needs to go. So once again, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio is presenting for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your co-host for the evening, Anonymity. Along with my host, we get to switch roles, Freaky Fridays in full effect, the lovely Miss Pearl Negra. And the call-in number for tonight happens to be, jot it down, y'all, 319-527-6300. As always, call in and get inspired. Press that 1 to inspire. We want to hear you tonight. And tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to my brother, another inspiration of mine, a motivator, a great, great, great person, a dope artist, not just poet, a dope artist, our own CEO, the author Larry Maddox, a.k.a., you know him as For Real, the poet Douglas. And as you know, the Crown Royal Lounge is open. We got some things popping in there. That purple light special is definitely in full effect. That's a drink. That's a vibe. Come on and get you some. So, Ms. LaPearl Negra, you ready to get these mics open?
Oh, I'm so ready. I am. And we're going to go to the first caller on the mic. We got area code 323. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, is that me?
It is.
Is that me?
Area code 323.
Oh, what's up? This is your boy Urban Voodoo Live and Direct. What's good with it?
What's good with you, King?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm surprised to be one of the first up on the mic. I was just checking y'all out, man. Peace to all the poets out there and everybody listening, enjoying the show.
Awesome, hey, brother, awesome.
We got you here tonight. Like you said, you're one of the first on the mic, so you already know the open mic open. You done stepped in. So whatever you do for this mic tonight, we gonna set a bar. However high that go, that's on you tonight. But
oh, we're about to write
as
cool.
You heard before we come in, we are curious tonight as we get an opportunity to listen to you to enjoy this vibe, right? Just out of curiosity, my brother, I'm just when you do this thing, your reason for calling in tonight, when you pen what you pen, just to know, to share with us tonight, as we're going to jump into your piece, maybe tell us a little bit about your vision for your art, about the why behind what you do, the why behind you dialing that number in tonight, the why behind you pressing that one, and what the magic of your pen is truly about.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like my superpower. I mean, God gave me the ability to weave words and, you know what I'm saying, create a tapestry, you know what I mean? I was given the ability to change minds and hearts. So, You know what I mean? I spread love. You feel me? It's what I call my voodoo, my magic. You know what I mean? My gift. You know what I'm saying? Call me a shaman. I don't, you know, I speak poetry even in regular conversation. So in my mental, I am poetry. You know what I mean? I don't separate myself from the craft, nor do I separate my craft from the gift, nor do I separate the gift from the blessing. It's all one thing, and that's what God put me here for.
Man, that's right. True that. That's powerful in itself. That's powerful in itself. So with that being said, Miss LaPearl and Nagra, you ready to step out the way and turn this mic over to this brother?
I definitely am. Definitely am.
I'm already on the back.
Whenever you're ready.
Righteous.
The mic is yours.
This piece is called We Travel Together. The first time we danced, I felt the rhythm of djembe drums and ceremonial bass lines. Vibrating from the beginning of time, we moved two-step, the motion of heartbeat of planets being birthed from womb. We spiral like nebulous, and I am in love. Her Milky Ways keep my coffee creaming like caffeine. She puts my morning into motion with a single kiss. Hell, this ain't heaven. My chakras align each time she crosses my mind. She cultivates the best of me. In turn, I yield manifold increase. Time is a ship on which we sail in search of our new world. Two travelers destined to reach unknown horizons. We are together. Feels like I've traveled through time with her. We jitterbugged on blues notes way before these quotes ever hit the page. Classic like Model T Ford in the old days. We've been to the battle zone where dirt roads become the mainland, where the hangman lies in wait. Unafraid, she is beyond right or die. She is the reason why you see me smiling. She escaped with me into the twilight evening without worry of whips nor chains. I love playing in her hair. It's my escape from bondage. Running through jungle foliage, she became my middle passage. In her eyes, I see horizon. At the nape of her neck, I begin my journey home. The parts in her scalp are a blueprint to my future. For she's so beautiful. From each follicle, I can map my distance to heaven. She is nature, mother, natural, sister, don't need no pressing comb. All my baby need is patience. The coil of her locks will endure the test of time. She was my queen before Carthaginian conquest, before the Spanish Inquisition, her position etched within the soul's bedrock, the black stone of my Kaaba, call her Onyx. End poem.
Miss LaPearl and
Nagra. Wow. You know, you just fit some magic. He said you spiral from nebulous, and it feels like you travel through time with her. Wow. I love playing in her hair. Each follicle, I can map my distance. That is some amazing work. You know, being a woman and listening to you spit this, that is very passionate. It's very intimate, especially to have her man play in her hair. Those of us that have hair, and I got a lot of hair, I love my locks being played in. I'm all natural woman, so I have a big respect for that line right there. This piece was absolutely beautiful. You're gifted. What's your name again?
Urban like city, voodoo like magic. My name is Urban Voodoo, live and direct.
Okay. Wow, that was amazing, and I appreciate that. I'm a fan. I don't know if I've heard you before, but I'm a fan as of right now. Beautiful. So thank you for bringing that anonymity.
Yes, ma'am.
Brooke, let me start off with say a couple things. First of all, let me welcome you to the Iron Sharpens Iron show. And let me kind of talk a little bit about the concept behind Iron Sharpens Iron. It's exactly what it is. It means that we come together on this platform and we have an ability to be able to listen to the authors who pen magic. And what we do here is we talk about raising bars and we talk about challenging ourselves and we talk about the components of writing, the components of spitting, the components of sharing. Because while I believe that we all are poets in our own right, there's some of us when we share poets, when we share poems, we have an audience that we are speaking to. And as a lover of this art, I want to first and foremost thank you for that piece. I am a lover of metaphors. I am not one who sits down and just simply want to hear the basic generic way of expression. I want to know that you dug deep into your poem when you gave it. And I don't think that ever heard you before. I don't. But that piece, first and foremost, was a genius write. A genius write. The second thing about it was the delivery that you gave, the cadence of it. You did what a poet does. You delivered your magic. And I was listening to your poem, I'm going to tell you where greatness comes from. I'm going to tell you where inspiration comes from, because I purposely sat back and did not do a piece today. But it took me to one of my favorite pieces that I've ever written for myself. Because that poem that you did was a metaphoric piece of art that is timeless, that is classic, that is genius. So if I may, I know we got callers on the line. I know I haven't heard you, but just to compliment your poem, if I may, brother, I'm going to share a poem. Miss LaPerla Negra, is that okay with you?
Yes, I'm still iron sharpens iron, bro.
Absolutely. Brother,
some of my listeners have heard this piece before, but I haven't had a chance, and it just took me to this poem. And this is nothing but appreciation for what you did to bring something out, because I didn't know where I was going to go. I want to share a piece with you, brother. This is called My Favorite Love Song.
The mic is yours.
She plays like rhythm, serenades a melody infused in rhythm and blue hues, woven with wide hips, full lips. A honey mocha, sugar brown, earth tone complexion, displaying the ancestry of her roots as an expression of soulful ballads being echoed on repeat. She speaks music as composition of poetry. Her acoustics harmonize with my love language as I pen hieroglyphics formed from angelic scripture, scripting its lyrics to spell out her story by changing history into an epic love song looping continuously around God's fingertips. She's a timeless classic, amplified in surround sound, crowned as a beautiful composition of art. She needs no hook, no bridge to cross the climax, just simplicity being expressed as gentle impressions of rhyme. Sometimes we rock out, banging our heads in frustration when absent-minded behaviors clash with an emotionally charged response, and these moments in time present us as a head-on collision, producing nothing but noise. Storm of night knows its purpose when her soprano embraces my baritone. We compose a redemption of love songs being sprawled across angel wings, spanning the distance of paradise, presenting us as peace and tranquility composed. She is the backdrop for this presentation I call life. And we are a melodramatic musical heard between two heartbeats that beat in unison to rock steady for a lifetime in unity. See, together we make harmony envious. We make melody jealous, since we don't play together as one. Together, we form one, heard as one instrument, just a collabo being sung through one voice. We form one sound when she becomes my metronome. And we're presented to the world to embrace as a duet, being trapped in a time capsule, buried for days for when love songs cease to exist. But even then, she will always be that poem to me. My first love, an interpretation of grace presented through chorus, painted upon a canvas of metaphors, forming a beautiful haiku, heart brushings, embellished in similes. She is poetry. That's that piece. Brother.
Well, damn.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I wanted to share that poem because that was appreciation for that poem. And I think that you could understand the complimentary for what you gave us in that piece, and I just wanted to share because I haven't had an opportunity. So I spit that poem for you tonight because for what you gave me was truly inspiring and truly appreciated. King, I hope that you do call into the Epiphany Radio, not just tonight on the Iron Sharpens Iron show, but every single day during the week. If you don't know, I'm not sure because I haven't had an opportunity to go back and listen to this week, which I will on Sunday. But brother, you are welcome to the Epiphany family. You are a work of art in itself, just like you said. I appreciate everything that you did tonight. King, you are blessed. We thank you today. We thank you.
Appreciate that, brother. You know, the way to hunger, brother. My hiatus is over. I will be on the radio. I mean, I had to take a break for a minute. I've been here watching the whole time. And
look, ain't nothing but love, King. So
I had to build my youngin.
Those. mm-hmm. Hey, listen, man. So look, I know that you're new to the Iron Sharpens Iron. So we do have the Crown Royal Lounge open, and you're the first person. Now, in the Crown Royal Lounge, all right, we play by Vegas rules. Whatever your twist is, it goes down in there. We got rooms for everything. Get yourself a Purple Light special. It's going to take you wherever you want to go. And we appreciate you coming in here. I got a couple ladies to escort you. So with that being said, I want to thank you once again for coming in, for blazing the mic and getting it started with nothing but fire. And I want to say to you, one love, one mic, King. You are welcome here.
One love, one
mic. I put my information in y'all online
page.
Invite. Yeah, the event page, you know. And you can find me on Facebook, you know.
Awesome.
I'm out.
Yeah,
awesome.
No. Put it on the event page. We're going to link up, yo, brother.
I'm definitely down, brother. All the way from California, bro.
Yo,
sure.
It's always going to be a mic waiting here for you. Remember that.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely more where that came from.
Look, we look forward to hearing it all.
Yes.
One
love,
one mic, you King. Peace and love.
One love, one mic.
Man, Mr. Pearl and
next. Amazing. Wow.
Did you hear
that? I was writing down lines, trying to keep up. Man, that was amazing. That was a
treat. Yo, you made me dig into the archives. Like, what?
Yes. Oh, I'm definitely going to
go
and listen to the replay. Yes, I'm glad he called in. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to hearing more from him. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, the bar has been set. We got us a night. We got us a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep this thing rolling. Let's just keep it going. Who we got next up on Iron Sharpens Iron?
We have area code 219. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, brother on the line. How you doing, this is Danielle.
Hey, brother. Oh, welcome once again. It is always so good to hear from you.
Hey. What's good, brother? Oh?
What's good, brother?
Oh, man, listen, it's funny, man. I'm glad you called in. I don't know if you came, if you was here for the intro of the show, but as we were getting the show started, you know, I actually referenced you because part of our talk is, you know, we're discussing about what our vision is for our art you know, what it is, why we do it. Like, you know, for some of us, as we mentioned, some of us write to for a personal escape or personal healing. Others write to inspire.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard it, but I spoke of you because I was thinking about the last show that we had when you called in, and I remember saying to you, I said,
mm-hmm.
if you had to reach someone who needed to hear what you have to say,
mm-hmm.
because you speak to the truth, you know, how you would use your words to reach them. And I just, you know, I said it kind of as a challenge in a way to challenge your pen, because you have such a gift for vision,
mm-hmm.
having overcome. And it was just amazing, man, because it's kind of like where I thought about where we were going to go tonight. You came to mind, and I spoke about that in the beginning of the show. So I want to thank you for being here. As we just had a brother come off the mic, man, never heard him blaze it, right? And, you know, now he gets an opportunity. You know, he's chilling in the Crown Royal Lounge, but he gets the opportunity to hear you tonight. So, you know, just to give you a moment to share with us about what your vision is with your art, why you do what you do. And like I said, there's no right or wrong answer with this, right? Some of us write simply for a self-escape, and we are that important. That matters just as much as anybody trying to reach a audience of millions, if you will. So just share a little bit with us tonight about why you're committed to this art form, what your vision is with your art, and why you do the things that you do.
I believe that I'm involved in poetry to make a difference, to inspire and encourage people like myself. I speak to those who have been rejected. I speak for those who have been forgotten about. I speak for those who were written up. I speak for those people that were told that they couldn't achieve anything, accomplish anything, despite their circumstances. And I just wanna be that example of somebody who has overcome a lot in his life to achieve a lot of things that I've achieved with poetry over the past 12 years of my life. Recently, I won the National Spoken Word Award for Overcoming the Year 4 years in a row, even while I'm in the hospital waiting a heart transplant. Now, that right there should tell you I'm dedicated to this art, even while I'm in here in the hospital. They're right, and I even did a complete poetry project here in the hospital over the summer. Now that doesn't tell you, to me, doing poetry is my purpose in life. I finally discovered it. So basically,
I got that written down, man. We're going to reference that. What you just said was so powerful, man. You said, you know, poetry is your life, man. Like, you life this thing. Brother, that's just...
art form really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
This art form really was my outlet of expressing all of my feelings, all of my thoughts and experiences through life. And I've inspired thousands of people just by writing my perspectives on life and just share my life story with other people. That's what it's all about.
Well, listen, brother, as you know, not just myself, but La Pearl and Negra, man, we are, you know, we're honored when you come on, because you do spit that real. You spit that truth. So with that being said, I want to step out your way, Ms. La Pearl and Negra. You got anything you want to share before we turn this mic over to Brother O?
Before I give you the mic, as my gracious host said, you know, Brother O, your patience through your journey alone is very, very inspiring. It always has been. And that's pretty much right now what I wanted to say. And with that said, I'm going to stand back on the side with my gracious host. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, tonight I just wanted to share some advice to all of the single people who are looking for their kings and queens. This piece is called Being Taken Off the Single Market in God's Timing. My dear brothers and sisters, single in the 21st century is a challenge because of the current dating climate in America. As much as I desire to be taken off the single market and be involved in a long-term relationship or get married now I'm nearly 50 years of age, I'm operating according to God's timing. This is a dating philosophy that I practice. Explore all of my options. Get to know a woman as a friend first. Go out on several dates before I pursue an intimate relationship with her. Take my time and pursue the woman instead of her pursuing me. And I'm performing a complete background check and conducting a thorough investigation of her before I even think about going to a relationship with her. See, I got all my bases covered. My dear brothers and sisters, God's time is always perfect timing. I know that you have to endure seasons of loneliness and feeling hot and bothered and not having someone to cuddle with every night. However, your king or queen will come to you when you least expect it. And let me share something that I personally experienced. It will most definitely be worth the wait. While you are waiting on your king to join you on the throne, remind yourself that you are in a season of preparation. Keep right on being yourself and don't change to meet anyone's standards. Write down what you want the man or woman and pray about it. Continue to focus on what you have to offer instead of comparing yourself to another brother or sister. Don't be anxious to jump into a relationship or catch somebody on the rebound. Keep up your appearance and hygiene at all times. Maximize your strength and minimize your weaknesses. Meditate on the scriptures that focus on holding on to God's promises while waiting for him to answer your prayers concerning your king and queen. And most importantly, always make the right choices and decisions as who you choose to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, who will eventually become your husband or wife. I said peace.
Wow.
Ms. LaPerla Nectar.
Again, I go back to what I was saying before you started your piece. Being patient, waiting on God's spirit to do what needs to be done in your life, because the right thing is always going to be done when it comes down to spirit, because it starts with your heart. That is where spirit lives, in your heart. It ain't some big grumpy looking man sitting up on a cloud real high in a chair looking down on us, judging constantly. Spirit resides within your heart. And if you are patient enough to wait for what you prayed for, your blessing will be answered. And it will be the right thing for you. And that was a beautiful piece and a great bit of advice that you've given to people.
Right.
It gives them, it once again, your story, give hope to people that feel like giving up, feel like their situation is just so bad that life still doesn't go on, but life does go on. okay? And it is to be lived. And I thank you for that, because there's so many people that need to be touched by this peace that you just gave.
Right.
Thank you very much. Anonymity?
You know, Brother O, as I mentioned before starting the show, thought about what we do with our art to reach people, right? And once again, you come through with the message. And you did something a little different. I don't really get to hear. But a lot of times you speak from almost a political, you know, what we see around us, our surroundings, but you took a different perspective for me, and I know that you know, I've heard you on a different show kind of go a similar route where you went to the relationship standpoint, and you spoke with truth, and I always say, man, you got a message that somebody needs to hear. Man, you got a message that somebody needs to hear, right? And so we talk about expectations, iron sharpens iron. And brother, I tell you, man, I always sit back, and it's like when you go to spit a piece, I tend to step back and I listen in to tune in to receive a message. As I speak, a lot of times we have poets that come in and, you know, you get blown away by their cadence. You know, I speak a lot in metaphors, but you always come in, man, and you bring a message. You bring a message through your word, and I'm gonna tell you, man, you actually teach me a lot. I remember back in share a really really short story for you. I remember back in North Carolina, there was a poet who was prominent on the poet scene, and I remember he told someone before he discouraged them. He basically told them that they weren't a poet. And that didn't set well with me. Because I'm like, you're not a poet because the cadence doesn't flow the way that you think the cadence should flow. Or maybe they're not, you know, they're not doing a typical type of stanza, but are you paying attention to the content? Because if you sit back there and you think about one of the greatest poets to ever grace the stage, they talk about Shakespeare, which everyone heard, right? Shakespeare to me was one of the hardest damn things to follow when I was back in school. I would get lost by it. As a poet now, I do, you know, I truly, truly value what he said because he really has some really dope things to say. But poetry crosses such, and the way that you bring it with the message. Like, I really, when I hear you, I always be like, damn, there's somebody who really needs to hear that. And here's the thing. Here's the thing I'm going to share with you. I remember gracing stages where my metaphors might have been a little bit too much. I might have lost.
Right.
And that wasn't good because I always have to read the room and catch my audience.
Right.
There's a platform for people who do different, diverse things, ways of bringing the message across as you bring a message. And I always, 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 when I hear you spit, I always think, man, there's somebody who needs to hear it, especially our people. Because we have these young kings who don't know they're young kings. We have these young queens who don't know they're young queens. And you share a message like that in a relationship and bringing them together. You said about being boyfriend and girlfriend with the intent on being husband and wife. And yet a lot of these people out here are inspired to be players and bitches. And it's sad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sad. So you keep doing what you're doing. Now, as this is iron sharpens iron, I want to challenge you, brother, if that's okay. May I challenge you?
That's fine.
All right. Here's my challenge for you. Next piece you write, I want you to sit back and I want you to think, if you're trying to give this to an audience of a high school age, and you know how hard-headed these generations as they come up can be, right? They get they become too smart for their own good. And I want to tell you what you're up against. You're up against every mainstream hip-hop song that glorifies the way that we tear each other down. That's what you're challenged against. And I always, always, always hear you spit, and I think to myself, he got a message that they need to hear, but they ain't going to want to listen. They're not going to want to listen. Because you got to go against, you got to combat what they know, not the facts, not the truth, but you got to combat their truth. You got to combat everything
right.
else that they out here listening to, in the direction of destruction. So if we don't, if you don't mind, sometime between now and the next Iron Sharpens Iron show, here's what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually like to collab on a piece with you, brother. I would actually like you to send me a couple bars and let me play around with what you got going on and see what we come up with. I'm just curious. It's a challenge for me, actually, not for you. It's a challenge for me because I want to reach these people because you got a message that I don't often deliver. But I'm just curious to see where that goes. So if you up for it, hit me in my box, man. Send me a couple things, and we're going to build something that we can share on the show, man. You inspire me. You really do. You really do.
Thanks.
And I want to do something.
Yeah.
I want to do something. I want to see if we can take it and flip something. And it's going to be a challenge. So I definitely throw that out there. But, yeah, once again, man, I want to thank you for your piece again tonight. You know, Brother O coming with the message. You know what I'm saying? Probably want to
appreciate
the message, brother. So, once again, for gracing the stage, coming through, doing what you do, sharing a word that we all need to hear, can uplift from. As you know, the Crown
right.
Royal Lounge, man, you know, you done graced in there a couple times, and you got a couple people in there that actually look for you coming through, man. They wanna hang out with you and pick at your brain to get that knowledge, man. And
sure, no
like
problem.
You said, man, you like this thing. It's a lifestyle for you, man. And that's what I appreciate
right.
more than anything. It's people like you that give me energy to come through when I don't have any, when I'm 2 hours from the show starting and I'm wondering how I'm going to get through. It's people like you that give me the motivation to know the energy is going to come when I get that, you know, when we get the show started. So I just want you to know I appreciate you from my heart. And hit me on the box, man. We're going to definitely do something, all right?
Okay, cool. And then I appreciate the opportunity to collect.
For sure, brother.
Awesome.
Man, one love, one mic to you. One love, one mic. Thank you for being here. And go on down there and get you whatever you want there. I know you don't go hardcore. We got something over there for you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thanks,
ladies and gentlemen, that was Brother O coming through, giving us that word once again, as you know. Man, Miss La Perla Negra, what you think about that word he shared with us tonight?
Like I said, Brother O, his story alone inspires. It lets people know that no matter what situation you're in, what position you're in, life still goes on. It's still beautiful and it's still to be lived. So I love to hear from him because he's still here. That means the spirit still is not done with him yet. Okay? And he
exactly.
just, the patience is amazing. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it. I really, really do.
And you know, as we get ready to move on and bring in some more callers, I want to talk about a couple things real quick, if that's all right.
Yeah, cool.
So I know for these past couple weeks, I haven't, you know, we didn't have a show a few weeks ago, but I'm working on some projects. I'm working on some real projects, and I reached out to a couple people. I have a few things going on. You know, we talk about the direction with this art, and I'm nobody's hypocrite or anything like that. So, you know, I write from a creative writing standpoint, and I have a lot of things in the works. I mean, I got a screenplay that I'm over here writing, right?
Yeah.
And I am actually working on a gospel album. And the funny thing about the gospel album is that it's not – I'm a writer. Like, I'm writing songs, But I'm showcasing very, like, my goal with this gospel album is to showcase various genres. And I've connected with a few people. I've had conversations. I got people right now that I know are like, you know, I had a conversation with them. We got a vision trying to go there. And it's a delay between the start from where we are to where we're going. But listen, everything is in the works because I also balance, you know, I got to balance like everybody else, the real life thing. But I have met some really, really, really inspirational people. I'm talking about, you know, I always say that my goal is to sit back and I want to pay my bills doing what I love to do by writing. And I have met people who are literally doing that. I'm talking about just like all the pieces align for me to be able to say, damn, my vision, it's intangible. I can touch it. It's right there in front of me. So as I say that, you know, we were talking tonight about what the vision is, that's the reason why where this concept, these are thoughts, even the Iron Sharpens Iron show comes from, because I have met people who have sharpened my blade even more. They don't even realize the impact that they had. Right now, I have people that are waiting on me to send things to them because they're ready to go, and it's because they like this art. They have a belief in what it is, and I'm just so grateful and appreciative for some of the conversations that I had. I'm going to be doing some traveling, getting some time done. I already know that, you know, I got Alabama in the works. I got Oklahoma in the works. I need to make it into Atlanta, Georgia soon. I got to get back down North Carolina. Definitely got to connect right across the border back in Philly. Miss La Perla Negra, this platform, this art, it doesn't have any boundaries. It can take off and go wherever it needs to go, and I just wanted to take a moment and just share some gratitude for it because, you know, it's the network. I mean, I've met some amazing people, not even people who just simply have, you know, the talent. I'm, you know, think of some names, people that I know have a beautiful voice for song, but then to hear their poetry blew me away, and then to turn around there and find out that they actually are paying their bills, affording a lifestyle based upon the vision they work for themselves. That's what I call bosses. That's what I call the real deal. You know what I'm saying? And as I'm, you know, talk about the different things that's going on, you know, my goal is that within the next 2 years, I want to transition. I want to transition from the typical 9 to 5. I really believe that, you know, for the vision that I have for myself, that I can wake up in the morning and pay my bills because I'm sitting down meeting deadlines by, you know, crafting things that I was blessed to be able to do. So when we talk about your vision for your art, again, whether you sit back and you write for self because it's healing, if you write for self to escape a pain that you had, to be able to get up and go do that 9 to 5 and come home and take care of your children and put food on the table with a roof above your head and clothes on your back and clothes on your family back, and writing gives you the inspiration and motivation to do it, guess what? That makes you a superhero. That makes you an inspiration. That means you are a motivation and more than a conqueror. So big, big, big shout out to those who motivate and those who inspire. Regardless of why you're doing it, the fact that you're doing it and it's enriching your life in some way, shape, or form, that's why we come together. So I just wanted to, I'm going to get off my soapbox on that a little bit because I do want to listen into what we got going on, Miss La Perla Negra. But I just had to just point that out, man. It's just a blessing in itself. So thank everyone out there for, you know, for connecting, for having an ear, for believing, for reaching out, for keeping me motivated. If you hear me within the sound of my voice, you know that we connected. Yes, I'm talking about you direct. I am grateful. I appreciate big, big, big things are in the works. Woo!
Wow.
Bear with me, Ms.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so inspiring. Thank you for that. Because as I was saying, same thing about Brother O, people need to be inspired. They need to understand that life is beautiful. It is to be lived, and whatever you reach for, there is no such thing as just the sky. The sky is limited. It goes beyond that, okay? We have the galaxies. We have all tons of places to reach, not just the sky. So I'm going to stop saying the sky is the limit because it isn't.
Oh, yeah, we passed that.
So
oh,
as
yes,
we kind of get ready to get into our next caller, right? Actually, now, let's bring our next caller on. Who we got?
Well, before we get into our next caller, it is actually time for another station identification. So I'll play one and then get back, and we'll open up the next microphone. All right?
I'm with you.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300. If you want to get in on this conversation and chat with us and give us some of your great poetry, please press that one. All right, anonymity, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 562. Who do we have on the mic?
I am Samuel Rain, a.k.a. Complicated Passengers.
Hey, Complicated Passions, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. I am such a fan. Wow.
Hey, I second that. What's good with you, brother?
Just listening in, you know, and I got to hear a Blog Talk legend, which is Mr. Urban Voodoo out of Los Angeles. He is definitely a Blog Talk legend. He was on Blog Talk before I was, so, yeah, he would have to definitely be a legend.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, coming through blazing the mic the way he did, I was truly inspired by that. So that's why I do this. And to speak about it, man, you yourself, I mean, you a legend in his own right. I've been, you know, your name been coming across the poetry platforms that I've been on ever since I've really stepped into this game. And I'm going back in. It had to be, I'm thinking 2008, 2009. So welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. It's an honor to have you here sharing with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. For sure.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, man, you're on the West Coast, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm also in Southern California as well.
Okay. I thought so. Like I said, man, listen, when there's people, artists, poets that inspire me, I'm talking about from day ones, man. You know, I like this thing too. I truly, truly, truly love this art. This art form has saved my life, and you're one of those poets from early on when I was transitioning from being a knucklehead out there seeing life one way to really maturing at a later age of my life, if you will. You know, you're one of those voices, one of those poets that I would pay attention to, follow, kind of, you know, here on different blog talks and different social media platforms. So it is definitely truly an honor to have you here. Speaking of being a fan, right, you know, we talked tonight about what we do with our gift, what we do with our art, the reason why behind it. What is your vision for why you do what you do, for even calling in tonight to the Iron Sharpens Iron show? If you don't mind just sharing a little bit about it, because
you know, you are a legend in your own right. And for the listeners listening, including myself, definitely would like to hear your perspectives on why you do what you do.
Well, thank you for asking. I definitely do what I do because I want to show that love is still beautiful. It can be written, it can be heard, and especially spoken where people enjoy it because I know that for me, my thoughts are that everyone wants to be in love with somebody. And so in order to have that, you got to be that. So if you, like I write love poems and I think, well, I write other things too, but I mostly perform, 99% of the stuff I perform is just about love. But I want to keep it beautiful because I have a mother, I have a sister, I have a daughter. And so I want them to know that this is how I respect the women and I portray that in my poetry.
Well, Kig, what you hear tonight, and as you expressed, Ms. La Perla Negra, do you have any questions before we give this brother the mic to do what he does?
Actually, I just want to say what you said about people still want to believe in love. I don't remember word for word what you said, but I am a firm believer in love. I fall in love with being in love, and I look forward to the next person that can share in it with me. And I think this is a beautiful thing. And I'm just anxious to hear your piece. So I'm going to stand back next to my host. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's been a while. It felt like forever the last time I was on this mic. I shared the imaginings of a poet, those thoughts people dream of and never live. A conversation of whispers and now moments tempted by a smile. These eyes spoke come inside. I got next. Once was not enough. She would be chapters unread. I told her, you smell like poetry. You see, we all flow differently. Some of us flow rhymes and call it therapy. She said my words got ways, so I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. Now she knows I would read her. It felt good discovering myself. True story, this past forgotten, these ancient memories feeding my soul. I wanted more, and she was giving. Inviting me like home, she shared her emotions, leaving echoes on wall paintings. I spoke her name. She's Dark Girl Magic. It wasn't her appearance I fell into, thinking this what makes me. She was that dare I needed, I had to. She spoke her mind, and I don't mind the inner beauty moves me. I could taste the hunger. After all, she's temptation. If only she knew, dark girl, I'll be loving you with all of my senses. Not just the 5-day mention, my 360 coming in dimension. Encompassing, if I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the sheep do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you. You sing it to me and I come alive. The fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul and I feel you like music. It's been a while since I've tasted beautiful. Arousing earth tones, it should be black coffee in my mornings. My essence flows through her. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. We love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I could never let her go. She tells me the same when she says, I'm your fiend, dark man. She's off the chain. Called me the Mackin' Game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her that she can call me what she wants, but I need her to love me like she's insane. Don't water down your affections. Give in to me like you want these directions. Let me set the fire inside of you. Now imagine what I'm going to do. Feel me. Touch me. Tease me just a little. Let me in deep. I'm that complicated freak out to get it. Embrace my dare. Let me hit this right here. I'm that number 9. Zodiac sign. Sagittarius. Thank you.
Miss La Perla Negra.
Yo, hold on, hold on, hold on. You said wholehearted smell like poetry. Have you ever felt black rain and never let her go? That right there is... Let me tell you something. Y'all are coming through with these lines that make me clutch my invisible pearls. And it ain't easy to make La Perla Negra clutch her invisible pearls, but these words that you are spitting are getting through to me, and I love them. You are an amazing poet. Okay.
Thank you.
I've been a fan since the first time I heard you, and that's why I was so anxious for you to get to your piece. And I think that was a dope piece, as always. And I got a message for you, Complicated Passion. For real, said, what's up?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which one of these numbers. I got like 5 numbers for real, and I dialed them, and I don't think none of them work. So send that message to him. Yeah.
All right, he can hear you. He's listening. He can definitely hear you.
Okay, cool. Well, then tell him my number has not changed. It's still the same as it was way back when. So if I'm locked in on your phone, because I got for real locked in on my phone, but I called the number. I didn't get a reply. So I'm just saying.
All right. He definitely heard you. He at the plantation right now, so he can't come through.
You.
But
thank
he said, what's up? Anonymity.
Complicated Passion. Brother, and foremost, what a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant write, and just as brilliant an expression and rhyme and delivery. I'm a huge fan of expression. One of the things about you that's always, you know, kind of always moved me, if you will, was the way that you form your words, the way that you take time and you twist them in a way that it's passion and expression. I think you do a genius work of art in the manner that you deliver and the way that you write. It's why you're someone that I followed for some time. You know, I had a page on Facebook. I know you were on. I'm not even sure if you're on the new one. That one got shut down a while back. But, brother, I am such a huge fan of your work, and I do remember the majority of the pieces that I remember you writing were a lot of love pieces. And I always said, man, that brother really dives into the passion that's associated with love. I think you do such a genius, brilliant job. And, you know, as I'm saying these words to you, thinking about that piece and various things that I've had the privilege of seeing you write or, you know, hearing you spit, forget the call on the show when you were on there. I never got a chance to really connect with you one-on-one. This is something that you do so eloquently. It's something that you do that you uplift. Like, your words are uplifting. And kind of like it was on earlier, there's something that I actually have, if you don't mind. I'm just going to just see what we got on the back. I don't want to hold up too much time. But while I have you on the phone, I actually got a brand new piece. So I'm co-hosting tonight. Miss La Perla Negra, do you mind?
I don't mind. I don't mind. Please do. Please do.
All right. So Complicated Passion, this is just, again, like I did earlier, man, this is just because of inspiration, and this is new because this is brand new, actually. So I'm going to share something, and give me your feedback, brother. This is new. This is what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. This is a new write. I haven't even heard it back to myself yet. So it's actually untitled.
The mic is yours.
I miss that look in her eyes.
that glow of glory, which gives me reason to believe that God still grants his favor upon me. That look, which speaks in miracles, quoted from the intensity being spilled through raw emotions, reminding me that the truth can be seen clearly in her reflection, reminding me exactly of what true love looks like. I need her back in my present to be my presence for my everyday existence, like the sweetest aroma of passion lying upon her lips, allowing me to tongue taste the purity in her smile. I want to experience once again what love tastes like and believe in the impossible, like listening to the sound of ocean waves on an urban street, comforting my lonely like warmth of summer, embracing a heart that once died in the dead of winter. I want to breathe in her beauty and call it oxygen while she makes me exhale poetry. See, I've had a lifetime of lonely, evaded my quest to find love, and I want to know it's safe when love finally loves you back. And peace.
Wow.
Okay, I can't snap my fingers because I think I broke them. So, but I would like to tell you I need you to reach out to me. I'm Samuel Rain on Facebook. We need to contact. I want to tell you some things about your poem because I need to actually see the word myself because it's hearing it one time doesn't let me evaluate it the way I want to. And so that's a thing. I have this big thing. I call them the three W's. It's word count, word placement, and word choice.
Okay.
You had excellent words.
Get that over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you can reach out to me, and we can exchange numbers once we make that contact on Facebook. And then so you can actually talk to me, and then you get my email address, and then I can actually – talk to you offline so we don't take up people's time. But I want to tell you that you have to continue to keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
The more you write, and I've written thousands of poems. I've been writing on a constant basis since 2004. And so that's almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got better, writing every day. That was my mission, mm-hmm. to write every day. And you write every day, then you're going to develop a whole process of learning how to use word count, word placement, word choice. Those are the things that I teach. I also do this, like I said, I do this for a living, you know. I mean, this is my 9-to-5, but it's not a 9-to-5 because I work all during the day. But it's all I do is poetry. I have a publishing company. I edit format. I teach. I do all those things. So there's some of the services you can get from the company that I have, which is called Innate Divinity Books. So.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I definitely want to be reaching out.
Like I said, I just wanted to be able to share with something short, brand new, man. But I'll be sending that to you, and I look forward to building with you. Again, I am a huge fan of your work. Awesome, awesome piece. And I want to thank you once again for calling into the show, blessing the mic like you did. Brother, you are a king, man. I appreciate you.
Before I go, I want to let the folks know they heard me, and that wasn't one poem I did. That was actually 8 poems I put together to tell you that story. So 8 different poems that I performed, and that's how they go.
Brother, that was awesome, Hank. Listen, man, our listeners tonight got a treat. We got actually 2, yeah, man, both of you, you know, you and who was it that was started on?
Urban
he got
Voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Voodoo.
Oh, Urban Voodoo.
He's a blog talk legend for sure. I know
definitely.
Him personally. So he is definitely a legend.
We got some treats tonight. We are grateful. And as it is your first time coming into the Iron Sharpens Iron, again, man, we have the Crown Royal Lounge, which is whatever your twist, it happens in there. We got shenanigans. We just don't go overboard.
Okay.
There is a level of respect. Everything in ballot in here.
I'm gonna be dropping by this show from time to time. But we're gonna open up a new room, and I'm gonna call it Complicated Bastard.
Wow,
awesome.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Right. So when you come in, you come into that room, then I want to chat with you when you come into that room. All right.
For sure.
All right. But thank you for having me.
Kings, one love, one mic to you. I thank you for stopping through, blazing it like you did. I know it's not the last time. I will be connecting with you as soon as the show's over. I'll get on my social media thing, man. I got you, brother. I need to really connect
with
you. Make
that happen. And I do respond. It's not like you got to wait for me to respond. You reach out to me, I'm going to respond instantly. All right.
Respect. Well, one love, one mic, and Fire Inc.
One love, one mic.
Miss LaPerla Negra, we had some treat. We've been in for some treat tonight, and it's only getting hotter. You feel it?
I know.
It's a vibe.
Right?
Like legends coming through. Legends. Okay?
Yes. Absolutely.
Legends. I mean, I'm talking about the real kind.
It's not a game.
It's real. We got some flame happening here. So look, man, let's just keep this thing going and keep it hot. Who we got next up on the mic?
Oh, man, we got another legend coming up in here. This is Blaze. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Doing wonderful. How about everybody else out there?
Oh, man.
I'm doing awesome.
What's good with you, Blaze?
Man, listen, I'm loving life. Life is loving me. And I love y'all.
Oh, we love you, Brother Zach. You already know that.
We love you too, brother. That I'm saying, and as we're here, I mean, listen, the name Blaze speaks volumes in itself, okay? Let's just pause on that for a second. You don't have a name like Blaze, and you're mediocre.
You're right about that.
It doesn't work that way. You already know when you step on a mic and your name is Blaze that you got everybody tuned in. Like, hold up. So, as we get ready to go into, I know you got some flame for us. But again, like we've been discussing tonight, right? There's a vision, there's a reason behind why we do what we do. And as we spoke, some of us do it to escape. Some of us do it to sustain. Some of us do it to inspire. Some of us do it because we really truly life it as a lifestyle. So if you don't mind, just take a few minutes for our listeners, man, and just share exactly what your vision is for your craft, why you do what you do, and or what your expectations for yourself are with your art. If you don't mind sharing a little bit of that for our listeners before we go into your flame.
Okay. Well, I got to start back in childhood years. Me and my grandmother used to always play Scrabble and Upwords. So with the wordplay, I've gained that through my grandmother forcing me to understand words, their terminology, whether they're adjectives, pronouns, adverbs, all that different type of stuff. She forced me to understand what it is I was trying to spell. And if I didn't know it, go downstairs and get the encyclopedia. Go downstairs and get the dictionary. Go downstairs and get the thesaurus. So I'm like, I hated that growing up, but it made a way for me in poetry. And so I'm thankful to my grandmother for forcing me to understand what it is that I needed to know with words and understanding their definitions and everything else. Also am one that loves researching different things and understanding what things are probably secretly coded, because I will decode them if they're secretly coded, and to let the world know what the government is thinking, what they're doing, what anybody else is thinking or doing if I can decode it, and to add into the wordplay. I love playing around with words. I love flipping words. I love doing a lot of different things, but I've come to realize that I love flipping words and doing a lot of things with words and playing with words, like I like flipping and playing around with other things sexually, females.
Okay.
And that's,
brother, something you said, man, No. Continue, please.
Again?
No, I thought I was cutting you off. It's just something that you said.
No, go ahead and say what you were saying.
It just made me think, brother. You started off, you talked about, you know, playing Scrabble, right? And different things. You know, it just took me back, man. Like, I realized, and I didn't even realize until you said it just now, I've always been a lover of words. Like,
mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people, poets especially, talk about wordplay. And, you know, it makes me think about Poetic, because I know he loves words. Like, that is truly,
yeah.
truly, truly a passion, brother. And when we have an opportunity to power in words, that's why, you know, we always, when we talk about it, like, people, words come with accountability. Like, you have to own it, because when you say something, it's almost like, even in a regular conversation, when you say it, you can't take it back. It came out. There's so mm-hmm. much power in words. That's why, you know,
mm-hmm.
you say, why is the pen mightier than the sword?
Yes.
Words have the ability to cut deeper than any knife ever could. There's an accountability with that. And as
tell me about it.
We have a beautiful, beautiful platform for expression. And a lot of times I don't think people take time out and really dive into what expression truly is. Because
yeah.
we take pictures with our words. You know, an artist with a paintbrush can sit there and paint the most beautiful picture. I'm looking at this picture on my wall that I spent a couple dollars for because I really, really like. But then I sit back and I think about the artists who bring that picture that I'm looking at to life for me. We speak in colors. We have an ability, but it's something that I think that is like-minded, man, and that just to connect the two. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm a little off on it, man, but just to think about the power in words and your explanation, the way that you express that, it just made me have to settle down for a second and really connect with what it is truly about poetry that I absolutely am in love with. And I realize I'm in love with words, brother. I'm in love with the freedom of expression. So
yes.
I'm glad
yes.
you explained it that way, because it just opened up. It just opened up my horizon a little bit more for something that I already mm-hmm. knew, but just didn't bring it back to my remembrance until you said it. I want to thank you for that. That was powerful for me. So
thank you, brother.
Believe that was true. I appreciate that. But I know we got callers on the line and different things, man. And actually, like I said, it's amazing how much I get inspired, because that's why we're here tonight, man. That's why I wasn't going to spit a poem, and I didn't hear two things that just kind of inspired me to share something. So with that being said, Ms. La Perla Negra, do you have anything before we give this mic up and let Blaze do what he came here to do and blaze it?
Before you do that, that must be your next poem title. I'm in love with words.
Okay. I'm in love with words. I'm writing that down as we speak.
Actually, Blaze already knows me. He knows how I feel about him and his poetry. So I'm just anxious for you to go ahead to spit your piece. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to stand next to my gracious host. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't want to make love. I want to rub our souls together and watch love make us. Call me La or L.A. Due to how I make you feel while filling you with lovely agony. La, L.A., Lakers. We bound, we're bound to quake the earth. We don't and won't let the earth quake us. So don't mistake us as being scared, because, baby, tell me if I'm BSing. I give out free lessons sexually. And that's why they secretly call me the Golden Mamba. Got them throwing signs up because of the shit that my snake does. I want you to lightly saddle me, because with how I deep stroke, these folk don't know I'm him. Fuck around, make your knees choke. Gaining bragging rights, sending you into satellites. I'll turn your house into a home, so you know damn well I'ma treat your castle right. Make me make you spit up side down. Guarantee when I'm in you, I'll continue to make your downside up spit and make your sounds fry, erupt this, make you drown, cry, fuck this. When, now, why? Hush lips. I've always wanted multiple reasons to become all four seasons, just to make your winter spring into your summer, to only become your stand hard, just to break your fall. Allow me to become a decade of necessary insulin to break down that substance of crystalline that you have stored in your sugar walls. I must stand calm and still transform into a manstorm of your utilized twitching. Due to me entering and exiting your love zone, causing you to become physically emotional while mentally tripping, ultimately going insane due to spiritual computerized glitching, got you asking, Blaze, what did you do to my system? Sorry, baby, I got in touch with your central intelligence agent, see? Due to your sexiness that keeps and kept on plaguing me, and due to me checking your scorgisms for intellectualism, your sexual prisms went haywire when they got a taste of some of my Taurus, the bull wisdom. Let's play house. Trash Ken and Barbie. Let's try Kenny and Carly. I'm Kenny and you're Carly. I'm telling you, you handling me? Girl, Harley. I'm going to make your toes curl up so bad that you're going, they're going to look like French fries from Arby's. You're going to be like, see what you did? For life, you have scarred me. I asked you to do one thing, and that was for your body to guard me. But you must not have known that you were talking to the hard me, because I've tried it out. But you, me, this common matrix made me flip. Now I'm the dominatrix. So let's add in the whips and chains, because I ain't going to stop till your shit is slain and my dick is drained, and I'm going to hang up photos that I took of us in the midst of me beating your lips up in a picture frame. I might even go off by myself and sit ashamed about how I left you with a pickle brain, to the very point you lost all comprehension of speech and tried to whistle names. You even tried to ask me to give you a treat, thought this was a trick you game. I even forewarned you about how hot I was, introduced myself as Blaze. You said, nigga, that's a phase, and you called me lukewarm. Now you can see how your dude mourns just because you thought you could sit through flames. The way I get you when I lick you, have you in split view the way I rip through veins. I'll have you skits, boo, maimed. Once you've had me, you will always want to have me. And if you can't grab me, it'll make you become way past mad, see? To the point you might but remember that you tried everything and still be saying, what the fuck, am I not good enough for you? What must I do? I mean, John slobbed you. I didn't rob you. You know, I didn't let you. I just wish you came. I mean, I really, really wish you came. Damn, I wish you came. I really wish you came. Blaze and peace.
Well, damn, Blaze. You done did it again. You done did it again every time. You know what? The beginning of this piece captivated me when you said, I don't want to make love. I want to put our souls together and watch love make us. That was enough for me. That's got to be one of my favorite lines right there. I love the piece. And you always go into this character, and you switch the tempo up. And it's like you make people feel when you're spitting. And I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for coming. You know, you're always in my prayers as well. Always.
Thank you.
Anonymity, thank you. You're welcome.
Blaze.
Yes, sir.
Nothing short of fire. First and foremost, we talked in your intro about loving words, and I listened to you take words and play on words and flip words and do all types of amazing with it. And just like my host said tonight, I'm playing co-host tonight, right? Just like my host said tonight, she said, how you started your piece off. Now, I want to take time to reflect on that for a second. Complicated Passion previously said, the placement of words. I have found times where I wrote poems and I have the line that I started with sometimes dropped into the middle of the poem, sometimes dropped to the end of the poem, sometimes it got twisted around. I don't think you could have placed that beginning any better. It made me focus in even more. Like, I was already waiting to hear what I was going to hear. Right, anytime a poet named Blaze come up on the mic, you want to listen. But that tuned me right in a way like it was everything. And then not to only mention just not only about the placement of your words and the wordplay, but then the way that you delivered it, the way you gave it to us. Nothing short of amazing. Not just amazing ink, amazing delivery. Love the cadence, love the wordplay, love what you did with the Lakers, even though I'm not a Lakers fan. I love everything that you did with that piece. I think it was a genius, brilliant piece of work, and anybody would tell you that when I get feedback, it's honest. I don't sugarcoat and be shit. I'm responsible for the feedback because I understand the art, being sensitive about our shit. But when I tell you that was a work of art, simply genius, I mean that in every possible way, not sugarcoating shit. That was flame. That was fire. I enjoyed that piece, and I want to thank you for turning up, because as we just hit the overtime hour of the show, why not take it to more of an adult theme, right? Why not? Why the hell not? Not that we got to stay there, but the timing even on that was perfect. So I want to thank you, brother. I want to thank you for stopping through. I want to thank you for sharing that piece. I want to encourage you to keep coming back and sharing pieces on here, because that's what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about, brother. You came in with a name like Blaze, and I'm going to tell you, when you got a name like Blaze, you either rise to the occasion or you fall off the cliff. And as a lover of words, you did some genius shit with that piece. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Part of it.
Thank you, sir, so much. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, man, I know we're in the overtime. We got a couple callers there. But Crown Royal Lounge, brother, it's an amazing place to go. It's like people that go to Vegas, Vegas is a kiddie park compared to what we got going on in the Crown Royal Lounge. And that purple light special is something simply phenomenal. So with that being said, get yourself whatever your twist is. Find whatever room you want to vibe in. Anything that you want. It's there. It's the fantasy room, and it's everything. Brother O is still sitting back there. He got a little political things going in. We need that. But after that piece, We got a VIP section sitting over there, too. So go and enjoy yourself. And one love, one mic to you, King.
One love,
thank
one
you so
mic.
Much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Wow.
Wow, Miss LaPearl and Magra. Did you hear that? Did
man.
You hear what you did with the words?
You know what?
Did you hear what you did
Blaze,
with the words?
I did. Blaze is a performer as well. He is an entertainer because he goes into a character with every one of his pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drew my attention to him in the first place. Yes, I definitely heard what he did. Absolutely.
So you don't come in with a name like Blaze. You either got either going to rise to the occasion or you're going to fall off the cliff when you name yourself Blaze. That brother knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what
Absolutely.
He was doing.
Absolutely.
And he did the damn thing, like I said.
Very
watch
good.
Love make up. Come on, man. Come
okay.
on, now. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you. Whew. That's that line right there for me. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Man, we got a show going on. We got a show going
yes,
on.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We got more callers up in here with their hands up.
Come on, now. So let's keep this party going. Let's keep this thing flaming. Who we
Absolutely.
Got coming up next?
Up next on the mic, we got Mr. 668. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
We can hear you just
loud
fine.
And clear. Can you loud and clear?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't connected to my car. I'm in the car right now. But I wanted to say before I forget, Complicated Compassions, legend. Urban Voodoo, legend. I started writing poetry like 10 years ago. And when I came through, you know, the blog talk shows, the talk show shows, Urban Voodoo was, you know, it was like the uproar when they said up next on the mic, we got Urban Voodoo, you know, people would just lose their shit. And I haven't heard him spit in probably 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
So to hear him come back through was definitely a pleasure. And that brother has been one who has unconsciously been why my pen had, why I upped my game was because of people like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to hear him on the mic, to hear him back in, you know, doing his thing is definitely a pleasure, brought back a lot of memories of, you know, just the heydays when the Blog Talk radio shows, it was like 3-4 shows a night, every night, even on Sundays. And you were just bouncing back and forth between shows. And, you know, so, it was definitely a pleasure to hear him. And Complicated Passions as well, another legend, you know, that they just do it so well. So I just wanted to say that so I didn't forget because that was important to me.
And, you know, brother, as you spoke on it, like you said, to have him call into the show, I mean, being a fan of this art, names that I followed when I was just starting to get my footing into this art, to have, you know, to have legends call into the show, it's an honor and it's a privilege. And just to take a moment out just to see where this platform is growing to, I couldn't be more excited and more humbled by it, because these are, you know, people I like, there's artists, man, I look up to, as you mentioned when you spoke about, you know, people inspiring your pen. When I sat back there and had to share you know, a couple pieces, it's because I'm moved. I do this because I love the art. I do this to be able to sit back and tune in to the fire,
right,
the flame that comes through. It fuels my passion. So I just want to take that moment and to acknowledge that. Thank you for that, King, because these things are definitely important to me. This is why I do it. These things sustain me. This Epiphany family is, this platform, all of it is just something simply amazing. So, again, huge shout out
all of these,
to our CEO.
These platforms is where a lot of us got our start at. and poetry. You know, learning how to comfortably spit your piece without having an actual audience in your face, you know, being at a real open mic. So this is where a lot of us got, you know, kind of cut our teeth, learning how to perform our pieces and just getting comfortable with, I mean, I'm not a spoken word artist. I'm a poet, but, you know, I like to come on and try to bring my stuff, you know, to life. But people like Urban Voodoo, that's spoken word artists. Like, they get up and they tear a stage up, and, you know, I'm always blessed to be in the same room, absorbing the same energy as folks like that. And so, yeah.
True that.
Well, King, as we have you here, as you mentioned, you know, something that you just said, you know, you consider yourself a poet. You're not really a spoken word artist. And just to take a moment out to acknowledge that, man, like, I know the difference between the two. You understand what I'm saying? But I also know what poetry, what true poetry is in itself. And that just even piqued my interest even more to get a chance to hear you, because I know where that comes from. Like, and I'll just share, and this ain't taking nothing away, because I do consider myself a spoken word artist as well. However, some people get by on their spoken word because of their ability to just give a good cadence and a good delivery. But when you listen to them, you can see where the contents of their word, like poetry, is at. I know that makes sense to you. I know where that.
No, I, yeah. You know, it's funny. Yeah, I was just talking about that to somebody. I was saying, because I'm like I said, I'm not a spoken word artist. I wish I was like the Urban Voodoos and Complicated Passions and stuff like that. But I know where my place is as far as it's concerned. But there's a lot of people out there that have the confidence of 10,000 armies, and the content is lackluster. And then these people that have this superb wordplay, and the content is meaty and full of verve, but the delivery is lacking because it's just not what they do. So they can't bring that piece to life. I mean, you could read it on paper and it's fire, but then you hear them doing it and it's like, damn, you know. But then you got the people out there that's like, my name is such and such, such and such. And they get up there and it's like, what? You know? So it's, you know, it's trying to find that balance. But I mean, I know my place, you know, but I try to come up and at least do justice to what I'm going to put out there, since it's my name on it. And, you know,
this is Iron Sharpens Iron. And what we do here at Iron Sharpens Iron is we give honest feedback from the heart. As we mentioned, there's some spoken word artists that lack in poetry. Urban Voodoo, Complicated Passion, that's not those brothers. What I heard tonight, that's a combination of true poetry being delivered through spoken word artists. I love that shit. I love it. So with that being said, with your intro and as humble as you said it, I want to step aside. And you're the first artist tonight that I'm actually going to give the mic up to because of what you said, and I'm excited to hear you tonight. So no disrespect to my host, Ms. La Perla Negra, but this time I'm going to hand you the mic and take a step back out of your way. But I'm going to ask permission from the queen, Ms. La Perla Negra. Are you okay with that?
You know it's all right. Get in the mic.
You know how we vibe.
Exactly.
So with that being said, brother, the mic belongs to you.
All right. I was born between the first strokes of Frida and Picasso and the last words of Anise and Pablo, between the first words of the last poets and the last stroke of Basquiat. I'm the archetype of an architect with an intellect that is the Gemini I be now. Some say eloquently cryptic, but I say intelligently abstract, a word whore with a pocket full of metaphors praying for a brainstorm. I find calm in the words of elegant ladies with lavender smiles, find solace in philandering with the constellations, once barred up my wings just to listen to the cage bird sing, and I could hear eulogies and the similes of the unspoken, so I find myself digging up dead words, sifting through old thoughts and unfinished memories, so when my ink levels are too low to flow and I ain't seen inspiration in days, I just rewind and rephrase, and I rewind and I rephrase and I rewind and I take a little bit longer so it don't sound cliche. A strange fool, my Gemini, but we like it here. Conjuring misunderstood babble translated only for the absurd because normality is a death sentence and Monday mornings always come too soon, but this writing keeps me coping. The unknowing keeps me flowing, so I write unknowing until it knowingly becomes something to be known for. Carry a knapsack full of devotion for these words I'm beholding and truth be told, I never read Wordsworth, but I understood my words worth. Learned early on that a long write is just a long-ass write if it has no girth. So I rummaged through my intellect, dissected my dialect, and in my syntax I found eloquence. Shoehorned my abstract into words to strike chords to the sway of metronomes, the slide of trombones, the rhythm that gets caught in the curl of the tongue and the stretch of the cheeks. And sometimes I wonder, is this what heroin sounds like? Because these words have thronged to me, and this writing has taken me places. Unleashed me with no trepidation, my mind breathes a mouthful of anthrax, and I just let my thoughts bleed. Fuck a Tampax. There's no principle in my pleasure, no melancholy in my walk. I keep, oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. My piece just completely blanked off my phone. You have got to be kidding me. Hold on.
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
You have got to be kidding me. What kind of prank
no
from
worries.
The universe is this bullshit?
No, listen, you bringing that heat.
Let me see if I can retrieve it. Because I had to find it. You got to be kidding me.
It's La Perla Negra. You look what I just put on your back channel. What?
If my devices be screwing up too, and yeah, he was going in, but that's all right.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm old school. I write in books. I will jot this down on my tablet. I got a file for it, but you cannot always depend on these electronics because for this main reason. You know what I mean? Because if it disappears, you know.
Hold up, here we go. Here we go.
Okay. Listen, back it up about four bars and bring it back in.
And I'm trying to see where. Okay, here we go. All right, because these words have thronged to me and this writing has taken me places. Unleash me with no trepidation. My mind breathes a mouthful of anthrax, and I just let these thoughts bleed. Fuck a Tampax. There's no principle in my pleasure, no melancholy in my walk. I keep confessions tucked away in my socks, devour my thoughts with an incestuous rhythm and ride words with no training wheels, would walk 1,000 miles with 100 pounds on 2 feet to give a pint of blood for an ounce of chaos. I am a plethora of nothing, an amalgam of everything, a patchwork quilt of recklessness plunging into the confluence of myself with no life jacket. And on those nights when the stars are cloaked and daggered, when the moon strokes the tides and the rain falls like suicide, I set fire to my mind and watch the embers float away like the ascension of afterthoughts, capture whispers before they dissolve in the murmurs of hysteria, kaleidoscope dream under a stained glass moon of a million Langston hues, writing dangerously amid the vultures who await the rusting of time to claim their victory, wondering if my thoughts will be indelible even if the ink never dries, or will I simply blur around the edges, fade away, and vanish into a good ending.
Hey, brother, let me again, all night long, I've been passing for the first feedback to come from my host this evening, but tonight, I'm doing something different. Listen, I just heard spoken words through the mouth of a poet. I heard your phone cut off or blank out. you had to stop the cadence from where you was, take it back, find yourself to continue on, and when I tell you it didn't miss a beat or a step, yo, I'm going to tell you something, man. He said you a poet, not a spoken word artist. I heard spoken word through poetry tonight. Man, that was flame fire. That was dope. Your wordplay is crazy. Your vocab is ridiculous.
I appreciate it.
Yo, man, and I mean, being humble like you are on your craft, but, yo, you spit the hell out of that, too. I mean, it wasn't even just, like, the wordplay was crazy. I'm a fan of very, very, very good creative writing. You dug deep to get that. You went places with that. It made me want to sit back and just read everything that you write. I think about a couple poets. You know, I can't even say that there's some poems that I put in my top five, and I don't even have a top five no more because we got people, you know, I got a couple brothers that I got a chance to co-host with, and they just be bringing flame after flame, and every time I think that is the pinnacle, it raised the bar. But that piece that you just did definitely goes up there in my faves of what I had. I only heard it once. Like, I would love to read that, but at the same time, I love to hear you spit that. Like, that was that for me. That was dope ink, and your delivery was fire. So, you know, I know that you said you're a poet and don't call yourself a spoken word artist, but I heard both tonight. I heard flame poetry through the mouth of a spoken word delivery that was just everything for me. And the fact that it broke up and you had to bring it back in and I wasn't lost, and I was able to pick up on the beat and cadence and just continue on with that, that was everything for me. That was life. That was life. That was a dope piece of ink and dope delivery. Bravo. You
went in.
That was flame. Miss La Perla Negra.
Mr. 668. Did that line. Now, You say you're a Gemini. I'm a Pisces, so we're not too dissimilar because I can't deal with boredom. Okay, and normality is boredom. So I don't even know what normality is. But you said normality is a death sentence. And there's no principle in my pleasure. Yo, that was so divine right here. That was dope. I might have to steal that first one I said. Normality is a death sentence. Cause yeah,
Monday mornings always come too soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, that was dope, really. But I mean, I've always been a fan. I haven't heard from you in a while, but it don't mean that my feelings have changed about being, you know, a fan of yours. I love your wordplay. It's crazy. And you go in. You got this cadence and this rhythm that's just, it just keeps your attention. You be like, yeah, right? Yeah. I loved it, man.
That's
I loved it.
This was the piece that I wrote when I just, like, really discovered, you know, what this gift was. Because I've always been, I think you had somebody on, was it Blaze, that said, you know, like for me, I'm a word whore with a pocket full of metaphors. You know, that's just, I love words, and I love what I can do with words, and I love the power of words and the way that I can manipulate them. So, you know, and then especially when it comes to metaphors, even more so. So this piece, when I wrote it, it was kind of like my aha moment of recognizing, you know, what this gift was to me. Because like I said, I just started writing like 10 years ago. And I know a lot of people were writing for 20 years and since they were in high school and since they were 8 years old and that type of thing. And this just kind of dropped in my lap and I didn't know what it was. And, you know, this was the piece that it was me finally discovering what it was that I had. And what I was able to do with it. So.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Man,
Well, brother. Yeah, that was everything, and I look forward to hearing more pieces from you. I'll be catching. I'll be, you know, going back to the Epiphany. I didn't get to listen to Epiphany all week, so I look forward to Sunday, my chill day, to be able to relax and vibe on some poetry. And I'm really, really, really excited when I get through the weeks and I get to listen back to this show to hear that again, because it was phenomenal, Ink. And I look forward to hearing more of what you have. And I'm going to tell you, the fact that you came on and, you know, giving credit, like we had legends call in tonight and you came humble, you know, I was excited to hear you, but man, nothing but fire across the board. So I want to thank you. I do want to invite you over to the Crown Royal Lounge. That's where we hanging out. We chilling over there. Got a lot of things going on. Can't speak about it, but you know how it is. It's Vegas rules. Vegas ain't got nothing on us. That purple light special is in full effect. And as always, we want to first and foremost thank you for coming through. Amazing Ink, amazing delivery. It broke in the middle of it, and you ain't missed a beat. That was everything for me. So I do want to wish you one love, one mic, as we do here on Epiphany Radio, and can't wait to hear you again, King. Cannot wait.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Mr. 668. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got the heavy hitter going tonight.
We ain't done. I just peeped game on who's on who's in queue for us right now.
Right?
This show about to end with a, you know, it's already, the notch is turned all the way up. This is the fire that came through is ridiculous. And what I see waiting to cuts, oh my goodness. So we ain't even going to stop and miss a beat. We're going to keep this thing going on rolling. So, Mr. LaPerla Negra.
Yes.
I'm glad for real. I said I didn't have to pay him for all the mics that got melted and them stages that get burnt down.
Y'all gonna have a talk about it. Y'all gonna have a talk about it, trust me.
I already know. Because I promised them we was gonna slow it down, and then stuff like this happens, right?
Right.
But I got you for real. I got you, brother. I got you. I promise, man. but listen, man, we gotta keep this show going. We gotta definitely keep this show going. So who we have up next on the mic?
Oh man, we got a C-34 Music. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
LaPerla Negra and Anonymity, I'm doing well, and how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm just trying to keep still and pay attention to these powerhouses that are coming through here with this amazing poetry. And you ain't no different. I already know we in for a treat, mm-hmm. man, because you, your wordplay is crazy, yo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
She double wasn't good with you, brother.
Besides sampling and got all these prompts with all these poetry ideas that I have to write down. I mean, I keep busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, listen. You, just to take a moment out, you do some amazing things, man. For anybody on that doesn't have C-Double on their poetry page, on their Facebook page, social media, you got a link with his brother. Because he has not only a voice and a pen that's crazy, he's got an ear that's ridiculous. He does things with music, pairing them up as he was talking about sampling. That's just flame and fire. So if you're not connected, get connected, because I tune into everything he posts and everything that he does, and I'm blown away by it. So before we get into your art, C-Double, you know, this is really something I would love to talk to you, ask you about. We were talking tonight about our vision for our craft. And I know that you do some amazing things that people don't even realize that it's happening. You got an ear in such a way that it blows me away. So I don't even know if it's going to scratch the surface of your vision and your views for what you do with this art. But just give us a little sample about what your vision is like in with your craft and where you see yourself going, you know, maybe like an end result, if you will, just to give us a sample about what's in the mindset in the creative brain behind C-34 music.
Well, I've been my ear's been musically inclined since I was 6, but I started writing when I was 11. I'm Rochester, New York born, bred and raised, and I always will represent, even though I live in north of Nashville, Tennessee right now. I run the gamut poetically with Gil Scott-Heron as the one guy that I just blow to. And then you got anywhere from Stevie Wonder to Instant Funk to Bootsy to Carole King, James Taylor to Level 42. I mean, Angela Bofill. I mean, I can name it on down. Mint Condition's my favorite group, of course, by the way. My vision. I stole this line from Bahamadia, my favorite female rapper. Edify instead of entertain, that's my mission. And that's how I go about it. So if I hear, like in the replay that you're having right now, I might find something of you. I might find something of La Perla Negra and whatever else. It just goes like that. If it hits me, I'm going for it. And I don't know where it's going. It's just that's what it is. I mean, ideas that you wouldn't even think of. Mix them together, and it will gave me this gift, this talent, and I just use it for good and not evil.
Well, brother, listen, every time that there's a show going on, even if I don't catch the show, I always see that you done crafted and drafted something, and I tune in, and I just be sitting up there mouthing the words, WTF, like, the vision, the genius, the talent that you possess, the ear that you have, it's truly a work of art in itself. So everything that you said, man, listen, I'm a fan of yours. Ever since I had an opportunity, the privilege, the pleasure of not only listening to your poetry and what you do with your poetry, but the way that you have an ear for the art in itself. I look forward to doing some work with you. I spoke with La Perla Negra before and kind of asked, you know, where you are in the country, because you're somebody that I need your ear for some of the projects that I'm working on. So getting, time is money and business is business. So I'm getting my money right and things like that, brother, because I got some work for you, man. I need to work with you. I need the genius. So.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah, we got some things in the works, and I'll be connected with you for sure. But
I definitely appreciate that.
Definitely. Listen, man, we're going to make sure. I got big things going on. Like I said, 2 years, I give myself a 2-year limit, and I'm out of the regular workforce. I believe true to my heart that the gifts that God bestowed upon me and the network that I've been blessed to connect with, the vision can come to life. I trust it. I believe it. And if I can see it, I can achieve it. And that's where I'm going. And you're part of that, brother, because what you do, like I said, the network. You're one of the people, and I spoke earlier in the show about people I've connected with. You're someone else that I was thinking about. So now that I know with Tennessee, you know, I spoke of Oklahoma. I spoke of Alabama. I got to get this southern trip going on. Georgia, all these things is in my south region. So we'll connect. We'll definitely get it there. I'll be taking a little tour because I got a lot of things happening. I just got to get my projects together. So when I get to you, I got what I have, and you'll be able to do your things, and we're going to make it happen. But with all that being said, I know you got some flame for us. You never come through with nothing less. So
you sure?
Before we begin, Ms. La Perla Negra, do you have anything for C Double before you begin?
Man, I'm with you on that. I already know he done brought some fire. I already know. And I'm just anxious for
really?
Him to get on the mic. Yeah. Don't play me like that. You know I already know, man. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back over to the side next to my gracious hopes. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, La Perla Negra and Anonymity. This piece I have is called Wiser Than Most. I scoff at those wanting equality. I'm drinking my coffee with cream, wondering, is that all there is? I'm about breaking through obstacles, through the barriers that try to block my flow. Every day I'm about improving my scholarship. The government and the world is not the god of me. I abolish the thought of that, and I'm not here to be popular. So many under propaganda locked in the mind, programmed by sex and violence and political mind freaks. Viruses got you sicker than the average. If your mind's blown like Kennedy in Dallas, then call me a maverick. I'm supernatural and I don't run on batteries. Rising above the calamitous damages, showing my character through faith, hope, and charity. If I'm a genius, I perceive to give it all to Jesus. I receive the compliments and stride as I keep on reaching. For any achievement that represents critical thinking, so freak my feelings, believing I'm wiser than most, and these are the words I wrote. Oh, yeah. I remember you accused me of being homophobic and a bully. What made you a doctor to diagnose me? Let's be clear. I'm 100% pro-pussy. And to be having an idiotic fear of something God calls sinful would be ridiculous. So understand my preferences for women. What you do in your bedroom is none of my business. So am I religious and bitter because I don't like eating beets, onions, and liver? I used to be a fornicator, so this message is for the haters. Watching pornography and now I fight those images, I'm admitting that I'm a sinner. But because I don't support your agenda that makes me this society's menace, well, forget you. Yes, I'm supposed to forgive you. You didn't realize you hurt me intentionally. No, I'm not for homosexuality, not for pedophilia, not for feminism, misogyny, killing or armed robberies, not for abortion, killing babies in a womb, not for rape and sexual misconducts done to you, not for child or elder or domestic abuse, not for biometrics or chemical stuff that Illuminati approved. Not for politics or televangelists. 501c3 mega church false prophet making God's house a marketplace, copping fields magically in my pockets, calling it nonprofit. I'm in this world, not of it, and this isn't me putting you under my spell. This is gospel. I hope you understand. I still have love for you. I'm not here to change your mind. I walk this narrow road without you. I don't flip-flop like I'm Fauci. I'm not coward of this county. As these words come out of my faucet, you might as well pay the water bill because you can't stop this. I think of these things, and yes, you can call me responsible. Poem.
Miss La Perla Negra.
You know what? You're a mess. You said, okay, I dig the maverick part, but you said I'm 100% pro.
It's pro life.
That's
what it was for me.
That's right there. I was done. I was sitting here cracking up behind the scenes. I said, yo,
So, what did I say two nights ago? What did I say two nights ago, La Perla Negra? But
what?
China is delicious.
You,
you have to try it more than one time. Did you try it again?
Oh, God.
Thank you,
oh,
Cat
God.
Williams, for that.
That was dope. That was dope. That's what I'm talking about right here. See, that's what I'm talking about. You're a beast, yo. Anonymity.
See, double. First and foremost, all right? I got two parts to this for you, okay? First and foremost, dope ink once again, all right? Cadence and delivery, always on point. There was a part when you actually, you elevated your voice, you gave it, you delivered your piece, okay? The wordplay, as always, I'm a fan of your work. I come to look for certain things when I hear you. And as always, you either deliver on the bar or you raise the bar. You never drop below, and I'm truly appreciative of you because as I looked at the names that was on the list for the last couple poets, always know when I see your name up there towards the end, we're going out with a banger, right? We got one more poet, but we're getting an overtime. It's fire. So love what you did with that. Now to get to the second part. Way to be a fucking rebel. No disrespect out there to anyone out there who fucks with an alternative lifestyle. To each his own, I got nothing but love for you, okay? But we in a day and age where it's almost taboo to stand up and be heterosexual. Like you can't even watch a TV show. It has to have some type of the alphabet, I call it, LGBTQ, you know, like, to, you know, but it's almost like if it's not to be promoted, and it's, if you speak to be a person who is of a heterosexual nature, then it's almost something that's frowned upon. So I want to appreciate your honesty and your true to form self, because I don't ever expect anything less from CW. You are a fucking rebel, and we need rebels like you. To each his own. Nothing against anybody, but be who you are, and don't be ashamed to be who you are. And for you to come up there and to speak 100% pro pussy, I can relate. I'm right there with you. Ain't nothing fucking wrong with that. And that was some dope ass shit to say. That was some dope ass shit to say, and that's the freedom of fucking expression. And thank you for taking the opportunity to use your gifts. And to express, because that's what this platform was played for. That's what poetry is meant for. That's why we have it, because can't nobody silence a poet. Just like if we have somebody who might be homosexual and want to come in now, you know, it's a platform for you to spit your piece. Whether somebody agrees or doesn't, it's what it's here for. You for being bold enough to recognize that. Because you don't never sugarcoat shit when you come on and you spit your pieces. You are a rebel, and I respect you for it, and I thank you for it. Way to fucking go tonight. That was awesome. That was everything for me.
Thank you very much. That last piece was sparked by a couple of weeks ago. I was on another platform, and this person was going in talking about we're homophobic and we're bullies and stuff like that. And I'm like sitting there like, oh, you can get away with this, but I can't say nothing.
Exactly.
I remember this movie, and I told this to J-Rob and Poetic. I remember this movie in the 1980s called Hamburger the Motion Picture. And there was a line in there that says, and I quote, "We reserve the right to refuse service to assholes like you."
Okay.
That's how I live. you have to make the face when you do it, and you have to have the class repeated after you, especially the Rick James looking one in front. Watch the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, King, once again, man, I thank you for coming through, blazing the mic like you do. It just got like, yo, it's fire tonight, right? And brother, I can't wait to catch and see what you do, where your air leads you tomorrow. Like I say, I always look for the next day because you always got some shit that's a pleasant surprise, music to my ears, literally. So I want to thank you again for stopping through, blazing the mic like you do. You know we
Dexter's lab is up, so it's ready.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
But I'll go to the lounge.
I'm tuned in. But listen, brother, got the lounge open. Go on, do what you do. We need people like you. We need people like you so they can point their fucking fingers and I got your back.
Time for some peppermint schnapps. I love peppermint schnapps.
We got you.
One love, one mic to the vocal.
One love, one mic to you, King.
One love, one mic. Damn.
I'm 100%, bro.
Yes.
We down to the last 13 minutes of the evening.
Yeah.
And I just happened to look and see who we got in queue to close our show tonight.
Yes.
Not only is he one half of the Get Down show, not only is he one of the reasons why I'm here being able to host Iron Sharpens Iron every other Friday because of the platform that was provided, not only is he one of the dopest poets that I've ever heard in my life, but he is also a brother of mine, someone who's one of the most realest, most genuine people that I've ever had the privilege and honor of meeting. True inspiration, ladies and gentlemen. This brother right here is the real deal. He is part of the Epiphany family. He is my big brother. He's someone I got nothing but love for and happens to be a fucking dope, dope, dope artist. King J. Rob, the poet. Are you there, King?
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone tonight?
Hey, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. What's good with you?
Iron Sharpens Iron.
Hey, in the words of Rakim, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. It has. And it's a pleasure. Man, I couldn't think of a better way to end the show, man.
Mm-mm, not at all.
In all honesty, that pleasure belongs to me. And that's a hell of an accolade to put on a brother's shoulder. And I am extremely humbled to know him. So thank you, Anonymity, and the Prella Nigga. I shy away from a whole lot of that stuff. I don't think I'm all that. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods.
Yo, and that's the truth. Like, that's the truth. Like, I actually, you are humble to this art, man. You truly are. You the real deal, King. Like, you really are. People don't even know. I mean, yo, I've been chasing that by just a sidebar. I've been trying to find that stick that you got me when you was here in Philly, man. I ain't quite hit the right one yet, but I'm gonna get there to New York because I'm about to go on tour, and I'm definitely got to get there and hang out with you, brother. You the realest, man. I love you. You know what I'm saying, my brother. I love you. And I'm honored to be able to have you call into the show. I know that you're a busy, busy, busy man. And I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for the opportunity that was presented through yourself and Poetic on the platform that, you know, for real, Dave, man, this is family. And it's just an honor to have you on a show. And as we are into the last 10 minutes of the show, we were talking about the vision, like, where you want to go with this art. What's your inspiration, your motivation behind the end result? And if you want to just take a few minutes out before you give us some fire and close us out tonight, Talk to us a little bit about the motivation, the inspiration, and the direction of your art.
The motivational part is twofold. Like a brother spoke earlier about Gil Scott-Heron. I went to Lincoln University in Pennsylvania because of Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron went to Lincoln University because of Langston Hughes. And when you follow a cat like Langston Hughes, Gil Scott-Heron, the last poets, Kamal Dawood, Salam Asi, Black Ice, and cats like that, you know, Obi, you want to be able to touch people in a particular way. You want to always be in a position to share a piece of your artwork, because this isn't easy to do. And I'm humbled that people have allowed me an opportunity to come through and to share my love of words. And I still want to take it to other places. You know, I know I've told Joe for a long time that this book was coming through, but there was always something ahead of the book that made me put the book down, but there's other things coming through. And I'm blessed. I'm humbled and blessed that some of this stuff has come its way, from the Harlem Writers Guild to some of the other places that people have asked me to come out to. And it's been humbling is the best word, because I'm surprised that at this age people still ask me to come through. And I'm gifted to be able to create new pieces that people don't mind hearing and that are relevant. And that's very important, to be able to be relevant regardless of the generational gap that exists, and people hear your pieces when they're younger than you, on par with you, or some years younger than you, and they're like, I enjoyed what you had to say. And I've always prided myself in not sounding like other poets or spoken word cats and kittens. I want you to always notice me when I'm doing my thing. And recently we got a chance to do some stuff in Harlem. I had a chance to really come through and put something together, and I received a standing ovation that shocked the hell out of me. I didn't anticipate that. And it's like my second or third time receiving a standing ovation, and I'm still not comfortable getting those. I'm humbled that they're there, but it's uncomfortable because I don't know how to react. And I'm just glad that people enjoy the material. So there's some stuff coming down the road. So people be on the lookout for my company. It's called A Deeper Shade of Soul Enterprises. And we've got some stuff coming through that people who love words, people who are poets, poetess, are going to enjoy. We're going to do some stuff. And I just hope people will come through and enjoy. That's my thing. So thank you for this platform. And I'm so glad to be able to get here, man.
Okay, we're happy to have you here. So I know we got about 6 minutes. And what a way to have you here to close out the show for us. And I know you got some dope ink, because I know your pen. So with that being said, it's my honor. I know Ms. LaPerla Negra has been the one passing the mic off. But brother to brother, you helped me when I was on the low. You know what I'm talking about, when I was on had dealt with a tragedy. So this is my honor and my privilege to be the one to hand you the mic and step out your way and have you close out Iron Sharpens Iron tonight. So, King, the mic is yours.
My pleasure. Well, Miles Davis's musical magnetism meets Duke Ellington's elongated echoes in B minor, I focus on you. And I'd love to make love to you without ever having to be nude with you. So let's go back to the beginning, when lust wasn't on the menu, but being turned on couldn't be helped, because we helped ourselves to each other so much, because all we used was our sense of touch. Baby, slow dance with me in the dark slowly. Let me make love to your dreams of us, and then let me romantically put my hands where I want my lips, and that's your hips. Trembling nervously because I am into you immensely, where the mundane seems insane but finds its way into a normal person's unchallenged thoughts of effortless romanticism. And then let me whisper the words to your favorite song in your ears. while replacing the words with my own lines that sounds a lot like I love you. And have champagne nights all night with you while slowly dancing in circles as I inhale how beautiful your scent truly is. Take off your heels. Then toss both of your hands behind my head. Hold me close and tight tonight. Kiss me softly in plain date fashion. And then let's be who we used to be when we was just getting to know each other and was scared to make a mistake when we was on our best behavior. Because there was nothing naughty about it. Let's dance slowly in the same circles that create romantic maelstroms, and we can become the vortex. Because you are my focus. You are my hidden desire, and dancing with you in circles like this stirs a fire in me that I don't want to extinguish, because selfishly, I don't want the night to end. And when I hold you close like this, I can almost feel your heartbeat. And it makes it easy to say this rhyme because it feels like our hearts are beating in sync at the same time. And it is in this space, with this music, that you are in this time the best poem that I have never written, but the best dream I've ever had the pleasure of dancing with, and proving that sometimes there are dreams trapped in your version of reality that do come true with the right person when they're wrapped in your arms. And by the time the music ends, I hate to admit that I'm a whirlwind of shameless emotions that's romantically yours as long as you'll have me. And will dance with me like this yet again until the next music ends. You make jazz and slow jams sound like angelic tones of forever. You are exactly what I mean when I put love into any word. You're my poem. Thank you.
Wow.
Miss LaPearl and Negra.
That, Jesus, you are my focus. Our hearts are beating in sync. You are my poem. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. I don't know who she is, but that was beautiful. She lucky girl. Damn. I ain't going to take too long because we got 2 minutes left. So, J-Rob, you already know. You already know. We couldn't have closed out any better than this, man. You're a powerhouse. Thank you. Anonymity?
Yeah. Yo, King, listen, man. Listen. I'm going to say this in a minute in case it cuts us off, but I'm going to tell you, man, that was very, I can't recall a poem, but I heard a man spit that got me emotional. Like, that was a beautiful piece of art. That was a beautiful painted picture of any, it was, oh my God, that's what it was. It was, oh my God, beautiful. So I know we got a minute. It's going to cut us off soon, but brother, that was a pure work of genius, beauty, wrapped up in a poem, and you delivered it like no one else could. I want to thank you for that. That was everything. That got me emotional. That was that damn fucking good.
Thank you, King. Mm. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you both.
Appreciate you too.
Stay on with us because it's going to cut us off. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard another rendition of Iron Sharpens Iron. We have been closed out with J-Rob. We had legends come through. J-Rob's a legend in itself. You've heard some dope poetry. If you missed any part of it, please play the replay back. Fortunately, with this platform, we do have that. I want to thank my host, LaPearl and Negra, for hosting tonight, allowing me to co-host on the show. I want to thank J-Rob for being there to close out with us tonight. I want to thank all the poets, all the dope artists that came through. This show has just ended, and I want to thank everybody for this time. God bless. Good night. See you on the flip side.
God bless. Good night.
Peace.